Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform of the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST. We talk a lot about football on this show, so we have a whole lot of NFL topics that we cover, but we also cover NBA, NHL, MLB, NCAA men's and women's sports, pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, mud wrestling, WWE, UFC, badminton, water polo, anything that you consider that's a sport that comes across the monitor, we talk about it. If you don't like the topic that we're talking about, you can call into the show at 515-602-9687. Again, the guest call in is 515-602-9687. If you don't like what we're talking about, you can bring up a topic that you like. If we don't know about that topic, you can teach us about it. If you don't know what we're talking about, we can teach you about it. All right. Today's topic is NFL Week 17. The hosts will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics covered will be playoff positioning in the NFL and updates on scores and breaking news from NBA, NHL, and MLB. Right now, off the top of my head, as far as the NBA go, we're going to get off into some Luka Doncic news. He dropped 60 points last night. He had a triple-double, but he dropped like 60 points, I think 20 rebounds, 10 assists, something like that. He had a monster game last night. I'll pull his numbers up in a minute, or if they come across the screen, we'll get the correct numbers to you. But yeah, last night the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic came all the way back on the New York Knicks in like the last couple minutes of the game to win in overtime. And Luka Doncic put on a show of epic proportion, put on a Hall of Fame performance last night against the New York Knicks. So I know that my number one sports contributor, DC, he luckily he don't call in on Wednesdays. But when we get him back on here, I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Because DC out of Maryland, for those of you that follow the show, he's our number one sports contributor, and he talks about everything New York Knicks and everything Baltimore Ravens. In this case, everything New York Knicks, and they got whipped last night. So, the media experts are saying that Tom Thibodeau rotated his starters more. He had a lot of guys out there in this 9-man rotation. He guys were tired, guys were wore out at the last part of the game. He should have started rotating guys in and out to keep guys fresh. I don't know if that was the case. I just think that no matter who was on that court, Luka Doncic just was going to be unstoppable last night. He said no. The New York Knicks almost, broke their three game losing skid. And I believe we're still on three game losing skid now, four games, because when me and DC talked yesterday, they had already lost on Christmas Day. Now I think this is their first game back after Christmas, and they just lost to the Dallas Mavericks. So don't know what's going on with the Knicks. I don't know why they couldn't pull that game off. I mean, Julius Randle, he's been playing good ball for the most part. I don't know why those guys couldn't win. I think Brunson was out last night too. That could have been a factor. Brunson was out. I know I saw Derrick Rose. He was on the court. He's in the rotation last night. But I just feel like when the great ones say no, you guys that follow the show, always hear me say when the great ones say no is no. Last night, Luka Doncic made up in his mind that it was going to be no. Them guys weren't going to be able to beat them last night. Luka Doncic wanted that win. He came back in the last minute to force an overtime. And to try to tell people, when the great ones say no, it's no. I mean, I'm talking about the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, who else we got? The Patrick Mahomes, that's in the NFL. When the great ones say no, it means no. And last night, Luka Doncic, he said no to the New York Knicks. It was just simple as that. He said no. Another great performance last night was the L.A. Lakers. They won last night. I believe they beat the Wizards, if I'm correct. If I'm correct, off the top of my head, the Lakers beat the Wizards. And if I'm incorrect, just call into the show and correct me. I'll get it right as it comes up on the monitor. Call in 515-602-9687 if you want to jump in on any of these discussions and correct me or debate me. But the L.A. Lakers, they won last night. I believe LeBron James had a big game last night as well. They were playing a team that were not, they were playing a hungry team, excuse me. They were playing a team that was hungry, that wanted to put the Lakers on their resume last night. But the problem was LeBron said no. He had a couple feeds from Russell Westbrook. I saw on the highlights, Lakers looked good last night from the highlights that I saw. The great one said no. The greatest basketball player of all time said no. Matter of fact, they played the Magic. They won 129-110. Lakers over the Magic, 129-110. Excuse me, people, for that error. The Lakers defeated the Magic last night, 129-110. And looked like Russell Westbrook had a good game right along with LeBron James. But we'll get more details on it in a minute. The 76ers dropped one last night to the Wizards, 116-111. Wizards defeat the 76ers, 116-111. But going back to the great one, LeBron James and the Lakers, along with Russell Westbrook, the great one, LeBron James, said no last night. The Orlando Magic, they wanted to put the Lakers on their resume last night, but the great one said no. LeBron James, arguably the, you know, the 1A, one, you know, either 1A or 1B, right along with Michael Jordan, best player of all time, LeBron James. LeBron James said no last night to the Orlando Magic. Celtics won last night, big 126-102. Celtics won 126-102. Again, you got another one, Jason Tatum. What did he say? No. Jaylen Brown, no. They said no to the Rockets. When the great ones say no, right now Jason Tatum is like in the MVP vote. But I know Brown stepped up real good last night for the Boston Celtics. They said no. That's just the bottom line. They said no. When the great ones step up and say no, it's just no. When they put, you know, I talk about this all the time in football. Again, like when a Tom Brady, a Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, when the great ones say no, 9 times out of 10, it's no. Sometimes they come up short, but 9 times out of 10, it's no. Clippers won last night against the Raptors. I'll get the actual score for you on that one. You know, Clippers won last night against the Toronto Raptors. I'll get the details on that. I can't remember if LeBron, if Kawhi Leonard played last night or not, but I believe, if I'm remembering right from the highlights on the monitor, I believe he did play last night. And more than likely had a good game, because when he's on the court, he usually has a good game. But I will get the correct details on that. In baseball news, big signing, you know, the big signing for the New York Mets, if I'm remembering right, Carrera. I don't want to mess his first name up, but Carrera, he just signed a $315 million deal, I believe, with the New York Mets. And now they're saying that they want to restructure the deal. They don't want to pay the $315 million because they found out on his x-rays that that he had some kind of ankle problem, some kind of ankle injury from back in the day that wasn't disclosed. Well, I'm like this here, people. You know, y'all already canceled the man's press conference. Then you turn around and then the deal is supposed to be done. Now you turn around to my, you want to restructure the deal. I mean, come on, people. Obviously, the man's ankle hadn't been bothering him up to this point. So just pay the man. Get this deal done. I mean, just pay the man. Get this deal done. Because in the next couple months, you know, right after March Madness for NCAA basketball, it'll be back time for opening day. You want to make sure you got all your business squared away before opening day comes. And, I mean, we look at it like, oh, we got a few more months. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, 8 to 12 weeks really ain't a whole lot of time. We're looking at what? Let's just say it's already January. So then it gives you, what, February and March. You know, after March Madness is over with, you back at opening day. You know, I'm going to be honest. You know, when April hit, baseball will be right back. You know, so if I was them, I'd go ahead on and pay the man his money, get this deal done. Do the press conference, welcome the man in, and, you know, don't worry about all the medical stuff. Sometimes people just got to learn how to just accept that you got to do business. You know, everything ain't going to be perfect in the deal. I mean, you know, it just seems like in this case with the Mets, they're thinking that this player that they just signed, Carrera, they're thinking that the man going to just, step on the diamond and have an injury. This man been playing ball. He's been playing ball, so, I mean, what would you – if he wasn't playing ball well at a high level, why would you offer him a deal anyway? Why would you offer to sign him in the first doggone place? That's just my opinion. If you'd like to call in and debate me on that subject, call in 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687 if you want to call in and debate me. Bowl season, had a lot of good bowl games yesterday. I really sat back and in between me working, was able to catch a couple games, you know, in between me working. Right now for me, street free agency has been really busy for me, trying to get all the guys from last year's draft class that's still looking for a job, trying to get them a job this spring. Guys that's graduating this year, they're smart enough to go ahead on a play in the spring so they can already be getting film and praying for an NFL camp opportunity, which I call these guys 2023 NFL camp hopefuls, trying to get them a job in the springtime so they can go ahead on and be able to do what they need to do and be getting pro film always, you know, during the draft. And when the draft is over with, maybe they'll get a camp call, depending on how many contacts I can get their stuff out to, and if as they're working within my Prove It system. My Prove It system is where I take a guy's film and I start them off in the Indoor Football League or the National Arena League or Fan Control Football. Those are like the top three pro developmental leagues. And then right outside of the Champions Indoor Football League, which is the same style of football as the IFL. The key factor there is that if you're playing in the Champions Indoor Football League, you're prepared to play in the Indoor Football League, which is the minor league system for the XFL. Then you got on the other side of that coin, you got the USFL opportunities that I have. I have direct contact with two teams. And then on top of that, I also have the Hub Camp that I use, which is the exclusive partner, the exclusive data scouting service for the USFL. Hub Camp is ran by the great one, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee. Don Yee is Tom Brady's agent, and he's known as Super Agent Don Yee in some circles. At least that's what I've heard on the monitor. But when it all comes down to it, the great one, Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, runs Hub Camp here in San Diego a lot of times. And I use that to send street free agents film to. I use my relationship with those guys that run it and get guys a look. And maybe, you know, you can get a look there, and the USFL may call you up after somebody gets hurt or something, or if they need a position filled, they can call you up. So for street free agents, I've been very busy with that. Matter of fact, I was up this morning at about 5 o'clock. Already sending out film to different coaches for different programs. Here the last couple of days I've been working on playoff brackets. I completed the playoff bracket this morning for all the NAIA schools. The whole playoff bracket for them is complete. I just got to tweet that out. The whole playoff bracket for NAIA is complete. The whole playoff bracket for NCAA Division III is complete. And this morning I started working on the playoff bracket for Division II, for the Division II playoff bracket. I started working on them this morning. Currently, I've contacted the Final Four, which I believe is Shepherd University, West Florida, Colorado School of Mines, and the champions, back-to-back champions, Ferris State University. I've contacted your coaches at that in the Division II Final Four playoff bracket. And so all you have to do is reach out to your coach with my email, rdforan@gmail.com, rdforan, that's Romeo Delta Foxtrot Echo, Romeo Apple Nancy Dog, rdforan@gmail.com, and I'll put it in the Twitter post when I put it up. All you street free agents that played, that was a playoff school for NAIA, Division III, and currently I'm working on Division II schools. I haven't completed the whole bracket, but in the next, I'll say 2 days, I should be completed, should have been completed, the Division II bracket. But right now, currently, I've contacted all the teams that were in the Final Four for the NCAA Division II championship. So reach out to your coaches at all the levels that I just shouted out, again, which is the playoff bracket for NAIA, Division III, NCAA, that's all completed. And I just started on the NCAA Division II playoff bracket, but currently I've completed the Final Four teams that were in the Final Four for the championship, which is Shepherd, Colorado School of Mines, Ferris State, and West Florida. So I've already contacted those Final Four because I want to make sure that I reached out to my champions, to the top level teams today, which is the Final Four, which participated in the Final Four for the playoff for the championship. So I made sure that I hit up those four schools today for the Division II bracket. And all you have to do is send my email to your coach and say, hey, can you check your email and recommend me to play pro football with, you know, under Mr. Ferran's system with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service here in San Diego, California. So that's what I've been doing for Street Free Agents. Again, a lot of bowl game action yesterday. Should be a lot of bowl game action again tomorrow. NHL, I'll be popping off some scores as they come across the monitor. I believe Ovechkin is still trying to break, I think, who is it, Gordie Howe's record. I don't think he hit that next goal to either tie him or break his record. You can call me and debate me or correct me on that topic, 515-602-9687. You can call me or debate me on that topic if you like. But, yeah, stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on. As far as the NFL goes and the playoffs and everything like that, coming across the monitor, they were just trying to figure out should they go ahead on and bring Jalen Hurts back for the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts has been dealing with a shoulder strain, some type of shoulder injury on his throwing shoulder. But they're trying to see should we bring him back now or keep him out to the playoffs start. But the implications, the way it's sounding, is like if they leave him out, you know, they could possibly not get that bye week. They want that bye week in the first week of the playoffs because Dallas is right on their heels. Dallas is right on their heels. And so it's just a lot of different playoff positioning situations that's going on in the NFL right now. Some teams need to get one more win. Some teams in the hunt. Some teams on the bubble. Some teams have already clinched, but they're still in jeopardy if another team gets hot. So this playoff picture for the NFC and the AFC, it's still forming. It's not finalized yet, you know, because even in my division, the NFC South, I'm a big New Orleans Saints fan, my beloved Saints, me being a Louisiana native and all, when it all comes down to it, the Carolina Panthers are right behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're right on their heels. And the thing about the Carolina Panthers, they've beaten everybody in the division. So if they win out and the Bucs lose one, and then they're tied up, the Panthers is gonna take the NFC South. So the NFC South, even though Tom Brady and the Bucs right now are a division leader, it's not finalized yet. Then, you know, the Saints are in third place. So if they win out and both the Bucs and the Panthers start losing, as long as the Saints win against the Panthers the last game of the season, you know, they could take the division. So all I'm saying, people, is that these playoff pitchers in the NFC and the AFC, they're not complete yet. They're not complete yet. The Miami Dolphins over in the AFC, we don't know what's going to happen with them because they've been losing some games as of late. And Tua Tagovailoa, I think they're going to take his helmet. I don't see them, even when he clears concussion protocol, I don't see them allowing him to get back on the field this season and playing football. I think that he will be benched for the rest of the season, and you'll probably see him in street clothes for the rest of the season because I don't think the NFL can take the backlash of throwing him back on the field and risking another head injury, which would be his fourth head injury of the season. I just can't see that happening. Again, we don't even in the AFC, you know, nobody, you know, the playoff picture is not complete yet. The playoff picture is not complete. And, I mean, we even got, like, I believe the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think they're a division leader right now. I think they're a division leader right now all of a sudden out of the blue. So it's a lot of stuff going on, you know. So this weekend, week 17, starting tomorrow night, it's going to be really, really interesting. Really, really interesting for the NFL. Yeah, so I'm just, you know, going along, just going to be popping out some scores as they come across the monitor and this topics pop up. you know, I'll just share them with you and then we can discuss. I want to, first of all, before I move any forward, I want to, first of all, thank I want to thank everybody that's been a faithful listener to the show. We're at about 557 streams and downloads, 557 on our way to 600 streams and downloads. So I want to just give you a big thank you for helping move this platform forward. Once we get to about 1,000 streams and downloads, I'm going to start sending in my professional reel to some different networks to see if they can pick my show up, Stogies and Beer, pick my show up for a spot on possible TV or radio. I'm going to start sending in my reel in once we get to 1,000 streams and downloads. I think by that time, I should at least have about 100 episodes done. And out of 100 episodes, I think I should have at least a good 3 good episodes for my reel. So I might break it down to where I'm just doing straight sports talks like today, then break it down to where I'm doing like a topic like a cause, a charitable cause, then might be doing like some stuff for street free agents, teaching the educational piece for street free agents, sending in one of my best interviews, and then sending in some stuff to where I got guest sports contributors on the show talking to me and everything like that. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting on how I, you know, how the outcome of this, you know, getting my show out on a bigger platform. Plus, we're going to be doing some advertising on the radio and some advertisement through some online sources for overseas marketing. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I wouldn't mind changing my show format all the way over to a jazz format because we're going to be introducing going to a jazz format and also, you know, talking more about our craft beer and cigar segment, custom cigars, craft beer that's coming back up at the beginning of the year. After the first, we'll start back doing that because that's why the show is called Stogies and Beer, because we like to have that segment on here. And Stogies and Beer just means guys sitting back, bantering about sports, just like we were sitting at home at somebody's living room watching a game, eating pretzels and drinking beer, smoking a stogie. That's where the Stogies and Beer concept comes from, if anybody wants to know. Even though we do a lot of street free agent education and stuff like that, our show, even though that we're talking about beer and cigars, we're not encouraging the use of tobacco products or alcohol for any athlete, the high school student athlete that listens to the show, college athlete or pro athlete that listens to the show. We're not endorsing you yourself to drink a beer or have a cigar. So that's not what we're doing here. So I have to explain that sometime because you have different people listening to the show, because you have some colleges that may listen to the show or you know, and tune in from time to time, but their college may be a religious-based college. But I don't want people to be offended by the name of the show. Just take the information and the content that we put out, which is all clean, radio-edited, family-friendly information. And, you know, Stogies and Beer is just speaking to the professional armchair quarterback that's sitting back with their bold opinion, talking about their, you know, feeling like they got knowledge about the game, and half of us probably don't know nothing. But, you know, it's me as the host. I try to have all my information correct. But the point I'm making is that when you're dealing with all the professional armchair quarterbacks, sitting in the lazy boy and, you know, trying to basically play general manager, coach for the team, we have our bold opinions. And that's what this show format is set up for, the professional armchair quarterback to call in and debate, banter, boast, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to do, long as we can do it in a controlled environment and keep it family-friendly and radio-edited. You know, that's the way we like to do it. I like to keep my show what I would consider professional impromptu. I went to school for media performance and all this stuff, news, broadcast, radio, television, film, acting on TV, and all this different stuff, voiceovers and all this stuff. I tried to, you know, I went to the went to school for this stuff, San Diego City College, got my certificates in this stuff, so I know how to perform professionally on air, whether it be TV or radio. But the thing about it is, I don't all the time institute all my techniques. Like I might say some ums, and you really ain't supposed to do that. But you know, this is a professional impromptu show, so I don't try to do too much technical stuff. However, I have been trained to know how to do it. Can get better at it, but I just kind of think that it's more natural. I want to have a more natural tone to my conversation with my listeners, a more natural tone, not so much of a trained performance. I want to be like, just like if we was talking in the streets. This show is set up for that. Like if we was talking in the streets, like I'm talking to you on the radio right now, I would be having the same conversation, same style as if we were in person. So that's what I mean by professional impromptu. But anyway, back to the topic for those of you just tuning in. The topic is NFL Week 17. That's what we're talking about today mainly. But the but I just want to let those of you just tuning in to the show, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. And our topic again today is NFL Week 17, where we're talking about playoff positioning and things like that, and whatever else comes across the monitor in the form of NBA scores, NHL scores, Major League Baseball signings, NCAA bowl game scores, and NCAA men's and women's basketball. We'll get those scores out to you. If you'd like to call into the show and talk about anything sports-related, whether it's badminton, hot dog eating contest, pie eating contest, American Kennel Club, dog racing, horse racing, whatever you want to call in and talk about, call in to 515-602-9687. It is 8:32 a.m. on Pacific Coast time, and it is 57 degrees and cloudy in San Diego, California. It's a cool, rainy day out here in San Diego. It's not sunshine or blue skies today. We had rain overnight and this morning. So I'm dreading to get out there and that. Hopefully I can get to the store before the rain starts again by the time I get off air. But anyway, like I said, in the NFC South, which is my division, I'm just trying to see if the great one Tom Brady slips up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if they slip up and give us one more opportunity to make it to the playoffs. Because the thing about Tom Brady, he has a way once he sees that the Saints is trying to get a little bit of momentum, he'll knock us back down. Every time we try to rise up and feel good about ourselves, feel good about our playoff hopes, he'll stamp it right out. That's what I mean by the great ones when they say no. When the great ones say no, sometimes it's just no. And Tom Brady, he's known for doing that thing. The thing that nobody has a name for, but he just does, and it has a lot to do with leadership, a lot of calmness. You know, it's like three components of it that I had made up, but I can't think of all three of them. But I know leadership was one of them. Him being calm was another one, if I'm correct, and just the will to win is another one. So it's just like. It's just different components of this thing that he does. When I say this thing, is like when you think that he's out of it and he has like about, you know, less than a minute to go in the game, he can still take a game over, ask his defense, hey, just give me the ball back, I need 2 3-and-outs, and then I'll take us in. You know, I'll score, I'll get the win. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it happens. Sometimes it don't, but 9 times out of 10 it happens. 9 times out of 10, when Tom Brady says no, he means no, and he wins the game. Just like I was saying last night about Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic said no last night. He put up 60 points in the NBA action, Mavericks against the Knicks. He told the New York Knicks, no, no. I know you want to break the three-game losing streak. I know you want to break that three-game losing streak, but not on us, not tonight. You're going to have to wait till you play the next person, not with us. You're not going to put us on your resume tonight. You're not going to put us on the resume with a W tonight. Luka Doncic said no, people. He said no. When the great ones say no, they mean no. You know, it's just like it goes back to even in college. Like you got the Alabamas, you got the Georgias. When the great ones say no, I don't care how hard you play, it's no. Nine times a ten is going to be no. You know, a lot of people, you know, Nick Saban, them, they didn't make it to the playoff this year. But all these other years, I'm just saying, nothing's 100%. But I'm talking about when I say the great ones, they're about 90 to 95% win rate. No matter what the other team tries to do, they're just going to be better. But they have the power to say, no, you're not going to be able to win. You're not going to be able to win today. So I'm worried about my conference, the NFC South. You know, we're in third place for the New Orleans Saints currently. I'm just trying to see what can happen. What can happen to help propel us past Tom Brady? Excuse me again. The late night dog was having a little bit of allergy and cold symptoms today. I apologize for sneezing on air. But I guess that's better than me hitting my mic, putting my mic on mute, and then coming back and getting to take it off mute. And then I have a gap in my information. So, like I said, if you want to call in and talk about your team's positioning with me or debate what I'm saying about my team's positioning, call in to 515-602-9687. 515-602-9687. Put your hand in queue. And when I come to you, all I ask you to do is just say your first initial, last initial, not your full name, first initial, last initial, and the state you're calling from, not the city. First initial, last initial, state you're calling from, because I like to keep everybody's identity on my show discreet. I don't want you to get caught if you're at work and your boss man here on the radio, or if you're a significant other hears you on the radio, you're supposed to be out getting grocery and you're listening to the Stogies and Beer radio show. I don't want anybody getting in trouble. So that's why I try to keep everybody discreet. And at the same time, you know, I'm not interested in anybody's personal life. So I don't want you putting your whole name and everything out there and everything like that so people can dig off into your personal life, because I'm not interested in your personal business on my show. I'm just interested in your sports knowledge, and that's all I want to know about. Mavs beat the Knicks 126-121 in overtime. Luka Doncic, 60 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. Only such stat line in NBA history. Where does Luka rank among today's NBA stars? Where does Luka rank amongst today's NBA stars? Last night he dropped 60 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. Only such stat line in NBA history. Mavs beat the Knicks 126-121 in overtime. The great one said no. The great one said no to the New York Knicks last night. Where does he rank amongst NBA players right now? I'm going to just say all time. He's a top 75 player right now. Luka Doncic is a top 75 player right now. Simple as that. And in the next 25 years, if they want to say top 100 players, he's that right now. He's ranked 75, at least 75th. And in the next 25 years, if they want to say he's ranked at least number 100, he's going to be in the top 100 players in the NBA. And that's good, because a whole lot of players can't play in the NBA. When you start talking about 100 players, top 75, 100 players, I think that's probably about how many people are in the league right now, because they can only hold, I think, what's the NBA, 15 guys, I think. If I'm incorrect, call into the show and correct me. But and I've already given you the call-in number, but if you could look at the web details, you'll see my call-in number. But since I'm talking about it, I'll tell you anyway. 515-602-9687, that's the call-in line. But Luka Doncic, he's an all-timer. He's going to be considered to me right now a great one, because I've seen this man drop a dagger. I think he put it in the bubble. He dropped the dagger on my team. He dropped the dagger on the Clippers. He dropped the dagger on us, a three-point dagger, and I think he sent us away. He sent us home. He said no. said, not this year. You guys are not going to be advancing. He sent us home. He said no. So if they didn't want to be in the bubble that year, they got an early exit. You guys can go ahead and go home. You're out. I think that was the year that the Lakers won the championship. Speaking of the Lakers, LeBron James had a hell of a game last night. Him and Russell Westbrook without AD. Once that comes up, I'll get you the numbers on that, the official numbers on that. Yeah, in NCAA men's NCAA action, HBCU school, Historical Black College University, Bethune-Cookman University, has hired Hall of Famer safety Ed Reed. Hall of Fame safety from the Baltimore Ravens, Ed Reed, has been hired as Bethune-Cookman University's new head football coach. A lot of people are debating on, well, is he going to be able to do what Prime did? Is he going to be able to do what Deion Sanders did? Well, Ed Reed ain't Prime. Ed Reed ain't Deion Sanders. Ed Reed is Ed Reed. But one thing about him coming out of Miami University, coming out of the U, with the swag, the attitude, the pedigree that man comes from, I'm going to be honest. I see him doing a hell of a job, especially recruiting, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. Especially if so, all these recruits out here, if you want to go to school and go to school for cheap, for a cheaper price, because HBCUs are not as expensive as a lot of PWIs, meaning predominantly white institutions. Historically, PWIs, predominantly white institutions, they're a little bit more costly to go to. But HBCUs, you can get a good quality education for a little bit lower, if I'm correct. Because I used to do a lot of high school recruiting, trying to get kids in college, and I would try to get them into college under that notion that you can go to school, whether it's a Division II NAIA, Division I FCS, you could go to school for relatively cheaper at a historically black college or university. But Ed Reed, with his star power, he's probably going to be able to flip. He's going to probably be able to flip a couple of those kids in Florida that's going to be trying to go to Florida State, trying to go to Florida. He's going to be able to flip those athletes from the Seminoles and the Gators. He's going to be able to flip them into a Wildcat. Bethune-Cookman University Wildcats, BCU Wildcats, if I'm correct. That's their mascot, the Wildcats. I got to do some research on them, too, because for a long time I thought they were MEAC. I think they left the MEAC and went to the SWAC, and I want to do some research if that's the case. I want to know why they done that. So it's crazy. Yeah, but in boxing news, Javonta Tank Davis was arrested for domestic battery yesterday. I'll get some more details on that. Yeah, but Javonta Tank Davis, unfortunately, was arrested for some type of domestic battery, domestic assault. I don't think it was probably felonious. It looks to me, based on the little information I have, but I'll verify shortly, that it's not a felonious situation. It's probably going to be more like a misdemeanor. He probably has already posted bail to get out, but it is the holiday season. And sometimes they make you wait to go to court after the holiday is over with. So the judges could be on vacation until after the first. So hopefully he was able to, bail himself out, and try to get that situation worked out. But at the same time, that's not me saying that I'm condoning what he did. I'm not condoning that. And if it was felonious, you kind of like get what you get. You sit in jail. If it was a misdemeanor, simple situation, things happen between these couples. Couples be, wrestling around, arguing, hitting on each other. So I don't know the details of it, so let me not speculate. But for any women listeners out there, I'm not saying that any type of battery, whether it's a misdemeanor or whether it's a felony, I'm not condoning it, not saying it's right. Just sharing news, Javonta Tank Davis has been arrested for some type of assault. It sounds like it's of the domestic variety. But I'll get more details on it as the show goes on and as it comes across the monitor. Yeah, but back to NFL action. I don't know who's playing tomorrow night and Thursday night football. I don't know if it's going to be any playoff implications, but in most cases, because a lot of teams, it seems like everybody's kind of like mid-range, are still like on the bubble or in the hunt. You know, like meaning they could lose one more game and then their bubbles pop, or they could win one more game and keep them in the hunt up until the last game. So I'm just excited to see how it all plays out. Over this weekend and next weekend. But it's almost a done deal. This football season is almost a done deal. We're about to go into the playoffs. This regular season is almost a done deal. So that's why we're having a lot of Saturday games now on NFL Network and whatnot, because college football is winding up. The regular season is over with, so they have time slots now to put some Saturday NFL games on, which is, you know, I like that. I like being able to watch a good NFL game on Saturday. So, yeah. We just trying to, you know, like I said, I'm just hoping that my team, the Saints, I'm hoping that we can shore up some things and get two more wins. Even if we don't make the playoffs, just get two more wins so we can see what we need to work on next year. See what winning looks like going into next season and everything. But a lot of this stuff is easier said than done. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to take some time to talk about the football free agent stuff. And so in USFL news, look like the head man, Brian Woods, is stepping down from his president's role for the USFL. I don't have any information on it, what happened. I tried to get some information from some key sources, but, you know, everybody's been kind of, like, key sources have been kind of hush-hush on what's going on there. So we'll see. You know, I'll keep my eye out for that. But anyway, in USFL news, I'm going into season 2.0. The head man, the commissioner of the league, president of the league, however you want to say it, Brian Woods, stepped down from his role. I don't know if he's going to be working more behind the scenes rather than being the face of the thing or what. I don't know yet. But, you know, I'm quite sure that'll be revealed to us soon. But nevertheless, the USFL is going to be launching their season 2.0 in April. I currently have a player playing for one team and a couple guys, three guys that are slated to possibly get an opportunity by the time, you know, they wrap up their camp roster. So we'll see what happens with those guys and if they get an opportunity to play on TV this year, which will give them an opportunity to get an NFL workout, because the USFL did move 60 guys into NFL camps. You know, some of them stuck, some of them had to go back. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. And XFL news as well, if you've been looking at TV, you've been seeing the XFL commercials. They're starting up now, too. I believe some fans are asking, well, when's the schedule coming out? When's the schedule coming out? Give them time, people. Give them time. People are still wrapping up 9 times out of 10 TV contracts and all kind of stuff. So then, you know, you got a rival league. They're probably fighting over TV slots, time slots, because you got the USFL and the XFL. These are rival leagues. And, you know, you never know. Maybe they might come up to a agreement like the NFL did a long time ago with the NFC and the AFC. Okay, we're going to just be one league. We'll just be one big league. You never know how that works out. So we'll see. Just have to kind of like keep our eyes open for it, you know, keep our ears open to see how it's going to play out over the years. Hopefully both of these leagues can stay around for about, you know, 2 years. I mean, I kind of like liken it to the WNBA. When the WNBA came about, you know, I was wondering, is that league going to survive? Is that league going to survive? Is that league going to do? Is that league going to do anything? So when I look at it like that, you know, they've been around for a long time in the WNBA. They've been around for, I believe now, at least 20 years, if I'm correct, at least 20 years. Because I know when I was watching it, I think I started watching it, I definitely think around about 2000. But I think they might have came around about 97, 98, somewhere up in there. And, you know, so I believe they've already hit the 20-year margin. And I think they did it without a whole lot of assistance from their NBA counterparts as far as the league. I don't think they were flooding money into the WNBA to help it survive. I believe they've been their own independent league, but at the same time, you know, it's a sister league to the NFL, to the NBA. But I don't think NBA money really was coming over there to help it survive. I know some players, if I'm correct, like players like LeBron James, I think he dumped some money off into the Atlanta organization, if I'm correct. But again, if I'm wrong, call in to correct me or debate me. But I think a couple high-powered NBA players have taken money and dumped it into some of the teams so they can have some ownership in some of the teams and everything like that and make sure that the women get paid equally, get paid fair based on, you know, the product. So I'm just hoping that, like, for the XFL and the USFL, I'm hoping that these leagues stay around. And as far as the street free agents that are still looking for opportunities, you know, you guys got to quit thinking that all these different leagues, like, even though the IFL, Indoor Football League, National Arena League, even though these leagues are not paying what the NFL pays, not paying what the CFL pays, not even paying what the actual Arena Football League was paying before they disbanded. And those teams dropped down to either the National Arena League or the Indoor Football League, where they're not required to pay so much money to these players. There's still opportunity there. Anytime you can go somewhere and get film, I don't care if it's semi-pro, I don't care if it's low-level arena, I don't care if it's high-level arena, I don't care if it's mid-range arena. Anytime you can go somewhere and get film to show that you're still playing ball and trying to stay active and showing what you can do in indoor and arena and outdoor 11-man football, even if it's semi-pro, you're still showing how you look in an 11-man situation. Stop looking down, guys, on those opportunities, because those opportunities, that's going to help you move up to a USFL, help you move up to an XFL. And for street free agents, you should be thanking God for every level of football that you can get to and suit up and play, even if it's semi-pro. As long as you can get on that football field and show what you can do in an 11-man football situation outdoors, and then arena league, whatever league it is, American West Football Conference, American Arena Football Association, those are the American Arena League, I say those are arena three, moving up, mid-range, Champions Indoor Football League. High-level, arena indoor, FCS, NAL, and IFL. IFL is the official partner for the XFL. That's their minor league system. And then, you know, you got other camp situations like Hub. If you're good enough to go to Hub camp, which I was mentioning earlier, that's a NFL scouting. Actually, Hub is partnered with the USFL as their database, their data sharing scouting service. So basically, all the notes that they have on guys that participate, the USFL can look down into their data system and say, hey, give me that guy's information. I want to bring him up for a workout for the USFL. So if you're good enough to go and attend Hub Camp, it's a great thing because they teach you how to do a facility invite workout. They teach you everything that you need to do, everything you need to work on, and then you can get your scouting report from them. You can get your film for your performance to send out to different coaches. It's a great thing. So all I'm saying is that all these co-developmental film leagues, whether it be indoor or outdoor, and these different type of camp situations, evaluation camp situations that you can go to that are actually legitimate services, and that's why I like HUD, because it's ran by Don Yee, Tom Brady's agent. So that's legit. That's why I always go when it's in my area. I always go over there. So and I don't live too far from where they actually do the event. So I try to go over there when I have a player that's on the field. If you don't have any players, you're not welcome to come. But if I got players, I can attend the event and go out there and support my guys, like I did back on November the 13th. I was out there and supported my guy and actually met someone else, and I was able to, you know, offer my services to help them move forward. So, yeah, you know, you know, it's a good event. So if you're going to get, if you want to go to Hub Camp, go to @HUB on Twitter, @HUB, @HubCamp on Twitter. My New Orleans Saints got a tall task ahead of them, 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. We got to play the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to put it like this here. If Philadelphia is trying to start Jalen Hurts, I wouldn't do it. Saints are trying to get into the playoffs. We're kicking, scratching, and clawing. We got to beat them. If we don't beat them this weekend, we're mathematically out of it. Even if we beat Carolina on next Saturday, whenever they're going to play. The Saints are coming out hungry to win this game. And it'll do us a big favor if they don't start Jalen Hurts. And at the same time, it's going to do the whole NFL landscape, the whole NFL playoff landscape as a whole a favor if they don't start Jalen Hurts, because then we know that he'll be available for the playoffs. Because I'm telling you right now, if he plays against the Saints, the Saints probably going to try to put him out. So you might as well just go and put Gardner Minshew up in there and let him take this whipping. And Minshew, he's capable of winning the game against the Saints. I'm not going to lie. He's capable. He's a capable quarterback. He played a damn good game the other day. They didn't lose by much. They lost by, I think, they were within one score. So if I'm telling all you Philadelphia fans, you need to be calling in to the front office and let the GM know. Tell the coaches, don't put Jalen Hurts on the field against a hungry New Orleans Saints that where our back is against the wall. We're kicking, we're clawing, we're scratching for our life, trying to get a playoff position. Don't put the guy out there like that. Don't put him out there like that. I'm just saying. When it all comes down to it, I wouldn't put him out on the field with a sprained shoulder against a Cam Jordan. I wouldn't put him out there, because Cam Jordan going to be coming off the end. He's going to be coming off the edge. He's going to come for Jalen Hurts. He's going to come for Gardner Minshew. The Saints are coming ready. The Saints defense is coming ready to do damage. It's coming ready to do damage, because this is our season. This is our Super Bowl Sunday. We're playing the best team in the league. We're playing the best team in the league in the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm telling you, I wouldn't start Jalen Hurts in this game. Put Gardner Minshew out there. Let him take that beating. Breaking news, Tua Tagovailoa out this week with a concussion. Tua Tagovailoa out this week with a concussion. How will this impact Miami's chance at a playoff run? How would this impact Miami's chance at a playoff run? Tua Tagovailoa out this week with the concussion. Breaking news. It affects the Miami Dolphins a lot. Tua Tagovailoa is the starting quarterback. when your starting quarterback is out, it's always going to affect your playoff possibilities. They've been losing of late, if I'm correct. They've been on a couple-game losing streak. I believe Aaron Rodgers got them last weekend, which is where he suffered his third concussion of the season. Some people might say it's number two, but everybody know, for the most part, based on the way he fell to the ground in the first incident when he said it was his back. No, that was your it was not your back. It was your head. That's why he fell to the ground. So this is really his third concussion. Third concussion, not second. And if they put him back out there this weekend and he suffers a fourth concussion, that's not saying much about the NFL. Sorry, but it's not. It's not saying much about the league if they're going to put a man's life in jeopardy like that. And not just the league. It's not saying much about the franchise either. So, other breaking news. Well, people are asking out there on the monitor why Russell Wilson needs the Broncos to get their next coaching hire right. Why does Russell Wilson need the Broncos to get their next coaching hire right? Well, I feel like if they bring in Eric Bieniemy, go ahead, bring in Eric Bieniemy, who played his college ball in that area in Colorado. Bring him in. He's already a great OC. Him and Russell Wilson putting their heads together, and figuring out how to make this whole thing work. I think them both being a smaller stature as an athlete, Eric Bieniemy being a running back being a running back in college and in the pros. I think he also played in the pros for a while. Him being a running back, he understands moving the ball on the ground. Russell Wilson being that same type of player, a dual threat quarterback, meaning he can throw the ball and run the ball. So he's a little bit of a running back and a quarterback put together. I think that they can come up with a game plan to help him move forward. Plus, Eric Bieniemy, coaching Patrick Mahomes and everything like that, and the Patrick Mahomes-Kelsey connection, he just needs to get to the Denver Broncos and make the Russell Wilson and Jerry Jeudy connection. Because it's been stated in the on some of the media, on social media, that Jerry Jeudy is not happy. He's not happy with Russell Wilson's play. He doesn't have faith in him right now. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. So, yeah, they do need to get the next hire for the Broncos correct. They need to get it correct. You know, I'm not going to lie about that. They need to get that hire correct. But anyway, we're going to take a quick station break. It is 9:03, 58 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly sunny in San Diego, California. Cool day, cool rainy day today out here on the West Coast. But I'm not going to complain because people on the East Coast are in a winter storm. So I'm not going to complain. We're doing a heck of a lot better than most people. We're going to go off into our music mix, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes or so. Stand by. Hello and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Today's topic is NFL Week 17. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics covered will be playoff positioning in the NFL and updates on scores and breaking news from NBA, NHL, and MLB. Let's go off into a little bit of news topics that I liked on social media. Just to make sure that I'm covering everything. It says, Devonta Davis was arrested on Tuesday in Parkland, Florida, and jailed on domestic violence charge of battery causing bodily harm, according to Broward County Sheriff's Office records. Okay. USFL President of Football Operations Brian Wood steps down. Okay. Liverpool U.S. player coach Jay Spearing has revealed he has been diagnosed with Addison's disease after spending Christmas in the hospital. So we want to say throw a prayer for Liverpool's under-18 player coach Jay Spearing. Liverpool's under-18 player coach Jay Spearing has revealed he has been diagnosed with Addison's disease after spending Christmas in the hospital. So let's say a big prayer for Jay Spearing. Liverpool under-18 player slash coach. And politics, wrapping up one of the most productive legislative sessions in recent history with one or two or 65 final bills to sign. Thanks to my friends in Congress for making it possible, says Joe Biden. Wrapping up one of the most productive legislative sessions in recent history with one or two or 65 final bills to sign. Thanks to my friends in Congress for making it possible. That's from President Joe Biden. And we have entertainment news. Kanye West has reportedly been missing and unable to find for weeks, according to his ex-business manager. Kanye West has reportedly been missing and unable to find for weeks, according to his ex-business manager. Gary Terrence, Mohawk, named to the 2023 CHL and NHL Top Prospects game. Gary Terrence, a Native American from the Mohawk tribe, was named to the 2023 CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Luka Doncic becomes the first player ever to have a 60-20-10 game. Luka Doncic becomes the first player ever to have a 60-20-10 game. And I think that's probably going to do it besides one more thing. Breaking news, Ed Reed set to be next head coach at Bethune-Cookman. Ed Reed set to be the next head coach at Bethune-Cookman. All right, so that's what we got, you know, in sports and entertainment news for today. I'm trying to do more of liking my topics on social media so I can kind of like read the posts off to you while we're on the show. But speaking of which, I just want to throw out there as well that I'm looking for a news desk person for the show. I keep putting it out there, looking for a news desk person for the show. And you could be a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter, or both, because like I said, some days you might can't do it, and the other person might want to do it. You don't have to do it every day, but I'm looking for people that can come in and read off scores from all big four major sports, NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL, along with breaking news. Also, entertainment news, also world politics news. I need a news desk person. I want to cover all assets of major topics and major topics in U.S., world news. Let's just say major topic in world news because we have a live global audience. So I would like to have international news and also entertainment news added along with all the breaking news for all big four major sports and scores. So I'll say about maybe a 5-10 minute segment twice a show. And then you could take the shows and use it for your pro reel as you're trying to get your jobs, you know, in the media industry, You know, whether it's broadcast news, broadcast radio, whatever the case may be, these all these shows on Blog Talk are recorded, so you can listen to the you can listen to the shows on the internet. So you know, you can take the links and basically put add them to your newsreel. Take all the links, add them to your newsreel, and then just tell the people what time we're going to be doing the news. And it'll probably be every 30 minutes into each hour. It's a 2-hour show. At the 30-minute mark, we'll do our news, and then that way, when you send your reel out to different people in the industry, you already have your newsreel done. And some days, if I'm busy, I can let you cover the show. One news person can cover my position, and one person can do the news, and vice versa. Switch it off in case I'm busy and I have to do something, because sometimes I have things I got to do and I'm only a one-man operation. So anytime I suffer, the show suffers. That's why I encourage everybody to make sure that you have a team of people with you when you're trying to go off into this type of business, like media business, because you want to always be available at the given time and during your whole time slot. But unfortunately, you know, when you're a one-man operation like myself, and finding the volunteers to come on board, it's kind of hard. But what I might do is put out a Craigslist ad for all my positions, which would be news desk person, and I need an audio director, somebody who can get me jazz tracks and R&B tracks, just music tracks to play through the show. I don't like whole songs with words because I like to keep everything family friendly on the show. I would never get caught up on my show when somebody saying that, okay, well, I heard a song and it had cursing in it. I heard a song and it had sexual undertones in it. I don't want to get into all of that. So I just keep everything family friendly. Just send me your beats so everybody can nod their head to your beats. And we'll do it like that. You know, so I'm looking for an audio director. So when I'm taking a coffee break or whatever and stuff like that, when I'm taking a coffee break or a beer break, for that matter, because this is Stogies and Beer, if I want to step outside and smoke a puff on my cigar or you know, have a swig of beer, I need somebody to be able to run things on the audio board so I don't have to deal with it. So, you know, we could do it like that. Or just send me enough beats to where I can just basically already have everything on one like big MP3 file, and I can just hit play and just let it play through my breaks. It's not necessary that I need you running the board, because with the way this is set up, only one person can run the board, and that's myself. So I just need an audio director to basically make sure that I got enough MP3 tracks put together and they're of good length, so I can just basically run every, you know, have something. One MP3 file that's about maybe, let's say, 20 minutes in length, so I can take me a break and just let my music play as I need it to, and also just separate files as well. But I think I'm going to put out a Craigslist ad to try to give me some help, you know, and maybe some of these college students might want to, you know, come and volunteer some time on the show and everything like that. Not a hard gig. All you're doing is read news, and at the same time, if I need you to cover the show, you know, you'll cover the show for me. And or if I need to leave early, you'll cover the show and close it out. So good opportunity, and I like Blog Talk because, again, all the shows are recorded. So if you're trying to put together your news reel, you really can't beat it. It'll allow you to show how you are, how you're acting on radio, and your voiceovers. It'll show you, you know, how everything, you know, how skilled you are. Excuse me. It'll show how skilled you are at, and all you got to do is basically take the links and chop them up how you want to chop them up, you know, to put your reel together. So I think it's a good deal. I'm not paying anybody currently to do that, to come on board and help out. but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to, you know, all you got to do is show up. And it ain't like you got to show up in the studio. All you got to do is just show up on the online. Show up online, call into the show, and just read off the news and do the things that you need to do. So you can advance your career. And I'll definitely, as the host of the show, I'll definitely sign off on you so you can get, you know, so you can get credit if you need it, or at least sign off on the thing that, you know, giving you a recommendation that you did a great job on the show. I myself went to San Diego City College and trained for voiceovers, media performance, all this type of stuff. Anything that got to do with a studio, whether it be audio studio, whether it be a television studio, whatever. I went to school to train on how to do all this stuff and got my certifications and everything like that. So I've been trained in all facets of broadcast media. Done it. Learned from some of the best. So, yeah, you know, you're welcome to come over here and train with me and learn with me on how to basically do radio right now, as I'm currently doing radio, so you'll learn that. We're going into the last 30 minutes of the show, and I'm going to take some time right now to, as I still read off scores that come up on the monitor, I'm going to take some time to talk about my service, which is Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California, where we basically help take, currently taking guys from NFL Draft Class 2022, where you were NFL Camp Hopeful, and currently NFL Draft Class coming up 2023, where you are a current NFL Camp Hopeful. When I say NFL Camp Hopeful, I'm talking about guys that flew up under the radar. You went to a small school, an NAIA school. You went to a NCAA Division III or NCAA Division II school, and you're going to be flying up under the radar as far as getting drafted. And you're going to need some help because you're probably going to go overlooked. I'm not saying that your talent level isn't there. I'm not saying that some of you from those schools won't get drafted. I ain't saying some of you won't get a combine invite. I ain't saying some of you won't get a East-West Shrine Bowl, recent Senior Bowl, or NFL PA Bowl invite. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you won't get a facility invite and an interview with the team. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that the bigger portion of you guys, let's say 99% of you guys, excluding the 1% that may get an opportunity, because it's always a 1% chance. I'll say it's always a 1% chance, and then it's also a guy that's a 1% that's just going to be good enough to play at the NFL level. I'm going to say 98%, excluding the 2% of you guys that will get an opportunity for whatever reason. But 98% of you guys need to be on what I call my prove-it system. And I'm going to break down my prove-it system. My prove-it system is where I take you guys that are overlooked guys that's not on the draft board. You're not going to be on the draft board, and you're probably not going to get offered a free agent camp contract. So what I do is I take your film. I tell you how to put together your whole package, which would be, if you was reading the email, I would send out an email, and it would look like this. In the subject line, it would have your name, your position, your school, or whatever camps you might attend it if you are a free agent right now, and whatever pro film if you are a free agent right now, whatever pro team you play for, because some of you guys played last year in the springtime. So that's why I'm saying if you're a current college kid, it would just be in the subject line of the email, it would be your name, your position, your school. If you're a street free agent that played ball already in last spring and got pro experience, it would be your name, your position, the school you went to, and your pro experience, meaning you say IFL, whatever team, meaning indoor football league, let's say Tucson Sugar Skulls, or fan control football, whatever. So that's in the subject line. Drop down to your measurables will be in the body of the email. Your age, date of birth, height, weight? How many reps can you do on 225 pounds, and what's your 40 time? Any awards that you got in college, or any awards that you got as a pro player, playing in pro developmental football, depending on whether you're a free agent or whether you just graduated college. Drop that down. Two paragraphs telling your story, meaning, you know, go into your story, tell who you are, what's your hometown, and kind of like talk about your experience from high school and why you didn't go D1, your experience from college, why NFL scouts didn't come to see you, why you didn't do a pro day, why you didn't do a junior day, whatever the case may be, explaining that, and then your current situation post-college, meaning where you are right now currently as a street free agent that may or may not have pro experience, or where you are right now currently as a recent college athlete that has played this last game in the last couple months and looking for a NFL camp opportunity. You're just going to be taking two paragraphs to tell your story briefly so people can have an idea of why are you not where you wanted to be from high school up to now. Then you're going to add your highlights. Make sure your highlight is no more than 4 minutes. I would say five, but make sure your highlights are about 4 minutes, because I'm not going to lie. After me watching about 3 minutes, my eyes start getting tired. So 3 to 4 minutes worth of highlights, your best plays, and make sure that is on a huddle or a YouTube link. I prefer YouTube at some point, because sometimes huddle links, they get discarded because in the system they have to make room for the other kids coming in the new class. And you've already graduated, so they don't want to keep your film holding up space. So if you got a huddle link right now, that's fine. Just make sure it's still a workable huddle link. But I recommend that you put it on YouTube as soon as possible. Don't send a .move or a Google file, because those files are too hard to send and too hard for some people to open. The best way to send your film is on a YouTube link. Outside of your highlights, try to always have two full games, two of your best games. Try to have two of your best football games, full game. And then, you know, make sure, you know, you put into the narration part in the body of the email. On your two full game films, make sure that the coach knows your number. And then you can also put in a time code where you made a good play, just so they can kind of like watch the whole game. But if they want to skip forward to where you made your best plays, put your time code. And that's all in the body of your email, up under the two paragraphs telling your history. Attach two photos to the email. Attach the photos to the email. Don't put them in the email body. Attach them to the email as an attachment, where it's your headshot in jersey, or your headshot with a suit on, meaning your team photo on the team website at your college. And then you put or if you're playing pro, you can use your pro picture as well too. You can add your college and pro picture off the team website. And then a game action photo, college and pro if you have both, or if you just graduate in college, a college action photo. And again, if you're a street free agent that's already played some pro ball, your pro action photo. So you'll have one photo headshot in jersey, one photo is a game action photo per position, meaning if you're a lineman, you're making a block. If you're a running back, you're running the ball through the hole. If you're a DB, you're breaking up a pass or making a tackle. If you're a linebacker, you're making a tackle. So that's what I mean by game action photo. That constitutes your items that I would need for my quick distribution service, meaning once I get that, that's how it's going to go out to different coaches and scouts at all levels, to any USFL, XFL, IFL, NAL, Hub, and anything but fan controlled football. Is going to go out to all leagues and levels that are in my network. I don't know everybody, but I know enough people in these leagues. I either know them and have an intimate relationship, meaning a business relationship, an actual networking relationship. That's what I mean by intimate relationship, meaning like we actually talk on the phone for 20 or 30 minutes. I have relationships like that, but I also have email contacts for people that have hit me up, reached out to me, or my players was a part of an event like at Hub, and they ran into a scout and got their contact information, and we use that information that they get and gather. We use it for everybody. That's the way I do my system. If I got guys going to events, I have them get contact information from scouts, coaches, or whatever the case may be, and we use that for everybody in my network. Because it may not work for the player that brought me the contact, but it might work for somebody else, and then that somebody else can turn around and open the door back for you to come in and eat off of that same contact that you brought to the table. So it's a 360 network with me. So that's how I send your stuff out. At the same time, if you're in my network, it's not just the opportunity to play right now in a pro developmental film league to move you up. It's not just that opportunity. I'm 85% successful, for the most part, 85% success rate moving guys up fairly quickly within, let's say, anywhere from 48 hours to 2 week time frame getting you a job on a camp roster at some level, at some pro level. Moving that aside, I'm 15%. 15% of you guys might have to wait a while because some of you guys are what they consider tweeners. You ain't tall enough to be this position. You ain't big enough to be this position. You too heavy at this position, meaning like you what they call a tweener. You ain't good enough to be a defense, but you ain't big enough to be a defensive tackle. If you understand what I mean by tweener, you got a different body type. Like you're kind of like in between a edge rusher and a tackle, but you're too small to be a tackle, and you're too big to be an edge rusher, if that makes sense. So sometimes I run across tweeners. Sometimes I run across guys that got problems. They don't have any college film. You don't have any college film, so I have to work off of your resume and my relationship with people to just let you come out and show what you got. It's different. 15% of the guys I work with have these type of problems, but we work around that. But you're not just getting in my network to basically you're not getting in my network to only work with me on getting a job right away. We're also talking about as I move up, because I'm going to continue to move up in sports, in the executive administrative positions that are out there, I'm going to continue to move forward in professional sports. And as I move forward, if you're in my network already, you get to be a part of that conversation. You get to be a part of the conversation of whatever opportunities are open up to me at that time. So to make sense of what I'm trying to say is that if I'm in a situation, right, to where I'm moving up to a role with a professional team, whether it's pro developmental or at the highest level, wherever I land at that particular moment, that you come in, you'll be a part of that conversation. Say, for instance, you're on the cusp of not wanting to play football anymore, but you got an interest in working for a team. As opportunities come open for you to continue to be a part of professional sports and continue to make an income off of professional sports, I can still put you in certain situations, whether it's as a coach, a scout, an administrative, a person doing marketing, ticket sales, or whatever, I'm going to be in a position behind closed doors to still help you accomplish your dream and making good money working for a professional sports franchise so you still can add stuff to your resume. It's not just working for a team right now. It's not just being in I understand right now the goal is to go get film, to try to move you up to an NFL opportunity, you know, this season, next season, or the season after that, because I don't recommend guys keep trying after 3 years. 3 years is the max as far as the prove-it system goes. So the prove-it system will go like this. Once I get everything, I'm going to send it for your XFL opportunity, meaning I'm going to start you in Champions Indoor Football League or the Indoor Football League. The Indoor Football League is the partner of the XFL as their minor league system. So if I can get you in the IFL first, great. You already be in the minor league system. If they don't want you, I'm going to start you in the Champions Indoor Football League and try to help you play a season there and then move you up to the IFL for their last three or four games because they'll usually have about a month gap time in between both leagues, but they're both the same style of football, indoor arena where they use a traditional running back. That's where your XFL opportunity. On the side of that, we're going to move you over to the USFL opportunity, where I'm going to use my USFL contacts to help you get a look as well, and also send the stuff over to Hub Camp again. Is partnered with the USFL as their official scouting source, where they can basically look into their data system and find out what do Hub have to offer people. They can look at Hub's data and say, okay, well, we need a linebacker. They can go into Hub's database, see who done the last workout or last couple workouts at linebacker, let Hub know, hey, we're interested in bringing this guy up. Can you get us in contact with him so we can bring him up and work him out? That's the benefit of going to Hub. So I'll send you stuff there, but you have to be really good to go. At the same time, they require an independent fee. I have USFL scouts and XFL scouting services that I use, and they have their own independent fee to take your film, do their detailed scouting report, and move you up. Those are two opportunities for USFL and or XFL and USFL. So I'll send your film out for the USFL opportunities to all my National Arena League teams, Fan Control Football League teams. I have front office contacts for Fan Control Football, and for the National Arena League, I have certain coaches that I deal with for the National Arena League. So I have multiple opportunities, multiple coaches, scouts that I send stuff to help move you forward. I'm pretty successful at what I do. I've gotten people all the way up to the XFL. They under my management, people have went up to the XFL, the CFL, Alliance of American Football when they were here, Arena Football League when they were here. Okay, USFL. I currently have a player on the USFL squad and three players on the short list for the go to camp. So I'm the right person. I've been trained by Lee Steinberg with Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, who is the manager for Tua Tagovailoa, Jerry Jeudy, Patrick Mahomes, et cetera, et cetera. Those are just three high-level names, but definitely quarterback-wise, Tua Tagovailoa and Patrick Mahomes. The people that trained me at Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, you know, these people represent high-level quarterbacks, high-level players in the NFL. This is Steinberg Sports. Look them up at Steinberg Sports on Twitter, okay? On side of that, like I said, me going to Hub Camp, I've been able to shake hands and get the contact information for Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent. Now, I'm not sitting back here saying that me and Don swapping fish stories or sitting back knocking down drinks together, but he did shake my hand and give me his contact information to send information to him. Plus, I have a good relationship with the general manager at Hub and the vice president of operations at Hub to send your stuff to. And also one of the guys on the coaching staff I recently met, I can send your stuff to get for evaluation or recommendation as well. So I have multiple opportunities to help you. I've been trained by the best. I also went to school in an online program with Yellow Brick Online, where New York University, NYU, New York University was offering a course for global sports management. I completed that course for global sports management. So my edge goes from Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Business Certification and also New York University with Yellow Brick Online for fundamentals of global sports management. That's my education. Plus all the mentors that I've had have been either in high-level sports and entertainment, NBA PA, Major League Baseball PA, NFL PA. These are my mentors, people that have mentored me along the way, along with my classroom work. I've been mentored as well, plus all the stuff that I did on my own, starting from working with HBCU colleges, Native American colleges and universities, Christian colleges and universities, you know, helping high school kids in the San Diego area get opportunities to get scholarships to go to school at programs that they didn't know much about. But there was money there for them to go to school, get their education, and get film to try to play at the highest professional level that they could get to immediately. You're talking to the right guy, people. But to work with me, my services are currently on discount. I'm only charging half price right now, $300 down, $300 doing 35 days to make a total complete payment of $600. That expires midnight New Year's Day. It's going up back up to its full price of $1,200, $600 down, $600 doing 35 days. No matter what I'm charging you, whether you pay the discount price of $600 or full price of $1,200, it doesn't matter what you pay me. I'm going to put you in a position to make your money back. Most of you will make your money back during this in this springtime while you're in camp or next spring when you get in camp, depending on how everything works out. I mean, the faster you come to me, the faster I can work for you. But some of these camp rosters are filling up, still on the bubble with who they're going to bring back to camp based on what you look like when I send your film. It's all about competition. Who can we get cut off the camp roster to make room for you? The faster you send me your payment, the faster I can go to work. I need serious people to call me. Serious people to call me that's ready to pay today. When you call me, the day you call me, be ready to pay. The day that you call me, you can pay me via Cash App at $FerRan1 on Cash App. Cash App, the $ symbol, capital FERRAND, and the number one. Cash App, $FerRan1. You can pay me that way. You can pay me through, if you can request a PayPal scan code, and I'll send you my PayPal scan code, and you can pay that way. Those are the only two methods of payment that I take. Those are the only two methods of payment that I'm going to take. If you don't have that, if you don't have that way of paying, get it. Because that's what people use, Cash App, PayPal. I know everybody got Venmo and this and that and the other through their bank sometimes, but I use PayPal and Cash App. I prefer Cash App because it's very convenient. And that's Cash App, capital FERRAND 1, under Ramiro Ferran on Cash App. And if you want to pay by PayPal, just ask me for my PayPal QR scan code, and I'll send you that. But when you call me, the day you contact me, make sure that's the day that you're ready to do business. It just avoids a lot of lag time. Now, if you want more information than what I've already given you, then you can also do a $150 consultation for 30 minutes. You can schedule a $150 consultation with me, and once I verify that you sunk the $150, I'll do a 30-minute consultation, but I'll credit that $150 back to your fee of $300 or $600, whatever time frame you're paying. Again, right now I'm running a half-price discount for $600 for services, $300 down, $300 doing 35 days. That expires midnight January 1st. Then it's going back up to my full price of $600, $600 now, $600 doing 35 days. So I will take advantage of the half-price discount now before New Year's Day hits midnight. So if you need any other information, you can do a 30-minute consultation for $150, and then what I'll do is I'll take that and add it back to your first installment. I won't make you pay that again. I'll just add the $150 to your $300 installment. And you, so basically, if you pay me $150 for the consultation, we do the 30-minute consultation, and you say, hey, I want to go ahead on and move forward with you. Send the other $150, and that'll complete your first installment for $300. Moving that aside, it'll be $300 due in 35 days to complete the payment, and you'll be fully vested with me up until the next contract that we get you. And when I say next contract, I'm talking about we'll renegotiate at the XFL and the USFL level. From that point, we'll renegotiate at the NFL, CFL level. So that's kind of like how that's going to go. So with that being said, this has been Ramiro Ferran. I want to remind everybody out there to stay safe. Stay safe. Be love, not hate. Be light, not dark. Remember, there's only one race. That's the human race. Make sure you get your COVID-19 boosters. Make sure you get your flu shot. Make sure you keep some hand sanitizer handy, and make sure you keep your face mask on in case you're in crowded areas, because this is cold and flu season. We want to try to minimize all these respiratory illnesses with all this RSV-1 out here making these young kids and babies sick. We want to minimize all this stuff. If you got pets, you're a pet owner, got pets, make sure the same thing. Make sure that if your animal seems sick, get them to the vet, because we don't know if the animal can make us sick. And at the same time, you can make the animal sick. If you got pets as part of your family, you know, make sure that they're well. Make sure they got all their shots. So with that being said, pray for peace around the world. Pray for peace if this war in Ukraine stops before the New Year's comes in. Pray for the Russian soldiers that don't want to be fighting this war, killing their own people. Pray for the Russian soldiers that don't want to be drafted into that nonsense. Pray for the people of Ukraine and everything so they don't have to keep on suffering from being invaded. Pray for them. So pray for peace around the world. With that being said, this has been Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live on the Stogies and Beer radio show. Stogies and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Tomorrow is my Friday, so Thursday, which will be tomorrow, we'll be doing our NFL Thursday Night Football preview, and we'll be doing that tomorrow. That'll be the topic for tomorrow in the NFL Week 17 Thursday Night Football preview. This show is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead on and set black and fade off. Everybody stay safe out there, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.